Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll really want this. A My Social Security account at socialsecurity.gov. You can estimate your future benefits and manage current benefits online. Millions of people have a My Social Security account. Get yours today, because someday is here at socialsecurity.gov.
WMUC-FM College Park, 901, and you're listening to Dave's Record Collection, so we got another hour to go. Roy Rogers in the background with What the Funk from Pleasure and Pain from the 1998 release. Leaving off there with Rock and Roll Joe, Chip Taylor, Kendall Carson, and John Platania. And that is Rock and Roll Joe, going back to 2011. And it looks like it was a single released on Trainwreck, which is the late Chip Taylor's label. Chip Taylor passed away in March at the age of 86 or 87. I'll have to look that up. Anyway, he was born James Wesley Voight, the youngest brother of John Voight. Actually, the younger brother. John Voight was the middle. Again, Rock and Roll Joe. Government Cheese, including Tommy Womack, from The Late Show, released in 2015, Beyond the Radio Wall. Golden Earring from Switch, going back to 1975 originally. This was a remastered and expanded version from last year. The Lonesome DJ. Mark Germino, the late Mark Germino, passed away a couple years ago. Rex Bob Lowenstein from Radar Town. That was released in 1989. And The Replacements from 1985's Tim. The Let It Bleed edition, the 2023 remaster from the box set of Tim. We heard Left of the Dial. The Kinks from 1981's Give the People What They Want. We heard Around the Dial. And we opened up with Travesty Limited from Teen Comedy Party. And we heard Rock and Roll Doctor. That was released also on a Dr. Demento collection. Again, Travesty Limited. And we were very fortunate to have a couple drops from Dave Nuttycombe and Pat Carroll, who visited a few years back. So maybe we'll get them again. But Travesty Limited there. That's what we've been listening to. We got another hour. I'm going to open up with one of my Record Store Day finds. And out of 1,000, it was number 63. They're numbered. Number 65. It's nice to get a low number, although, gee, as long as you get one, I was able to find that. So, John Prine coming up on Dave's Record Collection and WMUC-FM College Park. Stay tuned.
I had her and I lost her. And she came back again, 'cause we can't live in a world without love. Alice Johnson told Pensacola Sue. Alice Johnson told Pensacola Sue. She told her where to go. She told her what to do. Alice Johnson told Pensacola Sue. I got so much love to give. I want love so doggone bad. I need love to live. Well, that's my baby turning out those lights. That's my baby turning. Hungry as can be, and she's a-coming after me. That's my baby turning out the lights. We won't live in this world without love. That we can't get enough, and we can't live in this world without love. We won't live in a world without love. I won't live in this world without love.
My friends around a bottle of red wine, and we laugh a lot, telling jokes, telling lies. Money in the bank is knowing people that you like, knowing people you can trust in troubled times. 'Cause time offers no guarantee, and it only takes a little thing to bring you to your knees, to face the music playing now. Like a song on the radio is sad and it's familiar, spreading like a rumor. Everybody knows that old song on the radio is clear as black and white. Sing it with our eyes closed. Everybody knows that old song on the radio. The morning's in the headlines and the tea leaves in my cup, but I still don't know what isn't. On the city and everyone's so busy making plans up and down the avenue. A flash of silver caught the public eye, and we all turned to stare into the New York sky, to face the music playing now. Like old song on the radio in red, white, and blue. It's a scar and a tattoo, and everybody knows that old song on the radio.
Sleeping, we're like children. Baby, I've committed a cardinal sin. I fell in love with him while I was sworn to be yours. Now I'll hang my head in shame while you curse my name for breaking a heart like yours. I fell in love with another, and I've hurt your mother, and I'm sure your daddy hates me now. Your sister swore I was trouble, now I'm here drinking doubles, 'cause I set fire to our wedding.
Just left behind. good look at their face. Cause often thieves have not gone very far. They're not strangers, they really are. They're not strangers, they really are.
Welcome to Rhapsody Records. Can I help you?
I was looking for my Black Sabbath record.
Well, you certainly have the right place, sir. This is a record store.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man! I just bought it!
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
Since I brought it home from the store, it's been played a million times or more. Oh, that's my favorite record.
I don't care what you make. Now let my beginning.
And if records are what you like, then listen to Dave's Record Collection. Every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. right here at 88.1 WMUC FM College Park.
Hey! Hey!
What?
The record's over!
WMUC FM College Park, good evening. Fleetwood Mac with Albatross in the background from The Pious Bird of Good Omen, released in 1969. Peter Green instrumental part, piece there. The New Pornographers leaving us off from the former site of a new album for the New Pornographers, including Nico Case. The Ballad of the Last Payphone is the track we heard. Willow Avalon, along with Jason Isbell, with Cardinal Sin from a thing called Pink Pocket Pistol. I think that's forthcoming album. Supreme Court, going back to 1993, Supreme Court, Jeff Calder and Jeff Calder and Glenn Phillips, of course. Bill Rio on bass and Bob Andre on drums, Jeff Calder on vocals and guitar, and Glenn Phillips on guitar, and Richmond Boston, Esta Hill are guest vocalists on this collection. They did a couple albums. This one's called Goes Electric, Supreme Court Goes Electric. Tommy Keene from the Record Store Day release, Songs from the Film, his first album done on vinyl. We heard Faith and Love from the late Tommy Keene. Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, on the song on the radio from Bark, going back to 2003. One of the early recordings for Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, which often features other artists. This time, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings were Colin Linden and let's see. I just had it open. No, Colin Linden was involved. Stephen Fearing, Tom Wilson, Gary Craig, John Diamond, and Richard Bell. Most of them on those tracks. All right, let's get back into music. We got another Record Store Day to release. John Prine at the BBC coming up on Dave's Record Collection. WMUC-FM College Park. Stay tuned.
Welcome again from me to this week's concert program. My name is Bob Harris, and tonight's program features a gentleman visitor from America. This is John Prine.
She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol, and I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck, and these are the words she spoke. Blow up your teeth, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table and I acted real naive. Fern knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus down your own. Well, I was young and hungry. Hungry, 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 hungry. Well, I was young and hungry and about to leave that place, when just as I was leaving, well, she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way. And here is the reason why. We blew up our teeth, threw away our paper, went to the country, built us a home, had a lot of children, fed them on peaches. They all found Jesus on now.
Now if you want to get to heaven, over on the other shore, stay out of the way of the bloodstained bandit, oh good shepherd. One for Paul, one for silence, one for to me, my heart rejoice. Can't you hear my lambs are calling, oh good shepherd. Get to heaven, over on the other shore, stay out of the way of the long-tongued lion, oh good shepherd, feed my sheep, one for Paul, one for silence, one for the my heart rejoices. Can't you hear my lambs are calling, oh good shepherd. Out of the way of the gunshot devil, oh good shepherd, feed my sheep, one for Paul, one for silence, one for me, my heart rejoice. Can't you hear my lambs are calling, oh good shepherd.
leaving home, shuffling to Memphis for a two-night stand. I left my things in the hotel room, and I got a ticket in my hand.
Thank you. religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, thus building a wall of separation between church and state. No, they're not gonna live forever. Run tomorrow, never say. They're here today, heaven and gone forever. Never say, never say, never say. We'll find a way. We'll find a way. We'll find a way. Imagine it
I was new to the capital city, so perhaps that's why I was chosen to be given the map. Or perhaps it was because the place where I worked meant that I wasn't just some other jerk. Either way though, it was one day after lunch, a map in an envelope there with a bunch of mail and other stuff there at my desk, with my name in old cursive, no return address. The map of the capital city was clear, and a dot marked the spot where it said you are here. But an X marked another spot down a few blocks. So I got out my notebook and I took a walk. Of course there was nothing for me to expect, but I write for the paper, so I go where I'm led. And this lead, it led me to a boarded up space between a convenience store and a foot massage place. With my pocketed notebook, my flashlight and my teeth, I stooped to the ground and I crawled underneath, down into the dark till it swallowed me up. I crawled downwards and downwards towards I didn't know what, till after what felt like a mile, maybe more, the ground opened up into a vast marble floor. And a vast marble ceiling arched high and away, far up in the shadow where the real world lay. And there in the middle of the vast marble floor was a thing unlike anything I'd seen before. A rotating, spiraling mist made of lights that had something like wings made of something like eyes. And I knew I was there, because how could it not? And as it read my mind, I tasted its thoughts. And I felt every mask that I ever wore drop. And I knew in that moment I was looking at God, but not the God I'd read about or had been taught. Not some almighty, vengeful, beneficent God. This God had been humbled or diminished or both. And whatever it once was now tied to a post. And as I read its mind, whatever it's called, it told me of how they'd locked it in a vault. It had come from a place far over the waves, before that a place that did not have a name. But like bread into body, water to wine, there were those who could use it to turn wrong to right. So they'd used it for all the things God is used for Second Amendments and new holy wars, and helping the strong so that they'll feed the weak, protecting the mighty that they might shepherd the meek. And when people get shot and folks say that they care, they need something to go through, the thoughts and the prayers. And so they had used it again and again, and with its moral authority each time they'd win. In a fear of escapes and in hopes just to keep the god to themselves, they had buried it deep. Still they feared it less than just some common ghost, and whatever it once was now tied to a post. And then came the letter, and then I arrived, looking down on the ground at the rope loosely tied. Oh, to have been trapped here for hundreds of years, fed on requests, watered with tears, when like all wild things it deserved to be free, to live on its own, and maybe then so could we. So a light burned my face as I worked out the knots, and the wind from the howling of wings was so hot that I thought I might die till the rope fell away and I fell to the ground, and that's where I stayed. When I awoke in the darkness, alive and alone, the god once possessed neath the city had flown. So I picked up my flashlight and left as I came. Back out on the street, it had started to rain.
In the past.
Well, when you hear that sound, it's time to wrap up Dave's record collection once more. It's 9:58, and Albert Collins with Harris County Lineup. Emma Swift leaving us off with a title track to her newest album, The Resurrection Game. And Josh Ritter, a single released in 2026, Theophany. Brandi Carlile preceded with Church and State live at Easy Street 2026. Well, I'm not sure when, but it's, I would assume it was recently. Live at Easy Street Records Volume 2, and that was part of the Dave's Record Collection editions for Record Store Day. I got four records. Bad Livers, Shuffling to Memphis from Hogs on the Highway, preceded. Jorma Kalkinen, a Record Store Day released from a couple of years ago, I think. Or maybe as recently as last Black Friday. But it's Wabash Avenue, some very early recordings from 1965, I believe, somewhere in there. We heard Good Shepherd from Jorma Kalkinen. John Prine, also from Record Store Day. BBC Sessions, 1973 recording of BBC. And we heard Spanish Pipe Dream from John Prine. And that's what we've been listening to. Folks, thanks for joining me this evening. One more night here together. So I'll see you next week. WMUC-FM College Park. Stay tuned.